Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lakhit Peeris. Trust that all of you had a wonderful day yesterday. We'll dive straight into the Melbourne Cricket Grounds because we are witnessing the fourth Ashes Test, which is tagged as the Boxing Day Test. And I can tell you what I can see so far is, will this Test match end up like what happened in Perth, where the Test match was, you know, over in 2 days? And the spectators were disappointed because they all bought tickets for 5 days. Now, it looks as though that could be the result here as well. Let's take a look at the scores. The Aussies were put into bat by Ben Stokes, the English captain, after he won the toss. He did very well to bowl them out for 152. Michelle Nace and the Seamer made 35 and Khawaja made 29. But the rest of the Aussie batters struggled against cloudy conditions. There was a bit of grass on the pitch. It helped the English seamers. So it looked tickety-boo at that time for England as a whole. Josh Tung, the seamer, 5 for 45, and Gus Atkins among the wickets, 2 for 28. But what did England do with themselves? They were bowled out for 110. I mean, mind you, they conceded a lead of 42 runs in the first innings, and in a low-scoring test match with the given conditions, that's a huge lead. There was cloud cover. There was grass on the pitch. That's one reason as to England decided that they will put the Aussies in. Their seamers did the job. The ball was seaming pretty well. They bowled well. They were a happy dressing room. But then their batting let them down yet again. A lot of experts in the comm box seem to think they're having technical problems. The English batters against playing defensive strokes, I'm sorry, and their defense is not good enough against this mighty Aussie seamers. Well, that's a very poor score to be bowled out in a test match, 110, and especially at the MCG, which has a record of around 340 to 350 runs being the average score batting first. But of course, the wickets and the conditions were different. There was plenty of movement, there was cloud cover, the ball seamed all day. That could be the main reason. Harry Brook made 41 and Gus Atkins, who's more of a bowler than a batter, contributed with 28. Well, that saved them a little bit, I guess. Michelle Naser among the wickets, 4 for 45, but Scott Boland took 3 for 30. Now then, can you imagine, there was only one over left at the end of day one, and Australia had no choice but to send a night watchman. It was Scott Boland who joined Travis Head as the night watchman. And Australia was 6 runs for no loss overnight. Now, a short while ago, they were 57 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. Boland is back in the hutch for 6. And Jake Weatherland, the opener, out for 5. At the wickets, Travis Head batting on 34. And with him is Manus Labuschagne on 7. The Australians have a lead of over 90 plus runs, and I can tell you that if they have a lead of around, let's say, 200, I think England will have to kiss goodbye to this test match as well. That's what they say. They could lose this test. Let's wait and see whether the pitch will improve. But Aussies will look to actually score much more runs on this pitch. We'll have a look at the scores when we come close to the lunchtime. But right now, they are 57 for the loss of 2 wickets, Australia, in their second essay, having a lead of over 90 plus runs. Sri Lanka ladies were very disappointing yesterday, to state the least, at Trivandrum when they played against the mighty Indian lassies. Bowled 112 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Harshini Perera made 25, Imasha Dulani 27, and Kavisha Dilhari 20. The Indian ladies brought in Renuka Singh, the seamer. She took 4 for 21, and Deepthi Sharma back again into the side after taking a rest. She took 3 for 18, and India, as expected, get there with ease. In 13.2 overs, they thumped 115 for 2, winning by 8 wickets. And Shefali Varma, the opener, has become a thorn in the flesh for the Sri Lankan bowlers. She amassed 79 runs unbeaten in 42 deliveries, 11 boundaries, 3 massive sixes. And Hamrit Kaur, the captain, made 21. Kavisha Dilhari took 2 for 18. The only bowler for Sri Lanka who impressed. Like I kept making a statements yesterday because I got this news from India that Chamari Athapattu, the Sri Lankan captain, must try to, bite the bullet and bat the 20 overs. That's only way that Sri Lanka could get to a decent target of, let's say, 150 to 160, because they are playing against the world champions in their own conditions, and it's not easy playing them because it is a very, very tough Indian outfit. So Sri Lanka women have lost the series 3-0. There are 2 more games to go, one coming up tomorrow. Let's keep our eyes focused on that. And of course, what's going to be very interesting is to how this test match, the Boxing Day test, on day 2 against England and Australia will head. We'll keep our eyes focused while you focus now by getting your headsets on and listen to a piece of music, which I want to play this morning on behalf of my co-host Lakit Peters as well, for your listening pleasure.